Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll get to an odd story in the world of golf here in a second. Before that, first-rate ag in Holdridge, full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been in business for 25 years. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
They're, it's an incredible the evolution that goes through of time. Of how the different products they're putting down at different times. And they're always into different modes. And it's fun to track that because Parker will, he gets a hold of me. He lets me know. We have our ag conference call every Thursday. Every Thursday is our ag conference call. And so I've been updated on what's going on and with these things. There's been, obviously, they've been dealing with a ton of weather. There has to be some replanting. That means they have to go back in and put down their protection and their. And he sent me a picture, I think it was Friday, and they were putting down some nitrogen.
They were?
They were fertilizing, making things grow.
I like this new part of you.
Yes,
Ag-related
bill, yes.
It's a good look.
Yes. I appreciate, there's nothing that probably gets me more, just excited, rejuvenated, as seeing nitrogen going down. Right. I get really excited. Well, I drove all the way out here to get nitrogen for my yard, because I get really excited about fertilizer. Means a lot to me.
How's your yard?
What's that? It's okay.
Yeah, mine's just okay.
The front's really good, like that. And it's nothing. Andrew's incredible. He's made it so much better. It just takes a lot of beating from sugar.
From sugar.
Yeah.
Dog. Sugar's a big dog.
A big dog. And
she likes to dig holes.
Knock on wood. She's not been digging.
You're
We've
fine.
Been very excited.
That's just facts. It's
we
a
can
fact.
Be frank.
She it's
wants,
a fact.
She wants to chase balls. She has a big ball, and we throw it like 40 times a day.
Okay. Good exercise.
Yes. She goes
wear
so
out.
Hard. Yeah. Then she comes in, she lays on the air conditioning vent. That she does. She comes in and collapses.
I do that.
That's a smart dog.
Cool. Plays right in front of one, too.
Yeah. They love it.
I hit him in the back like it's a whip, and he runs. It's not dog abuse. It's fine.
It's fun. No, it's fun.
I like said that. So.
Go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to this funny story. This
yeah.
golf.
Okay,
thing.
So yesterday,
it's not
the Travelers Championship. It was a great tournament in Connecticut.
Did you hear about this, Bill?
Came down to the 18th hole. Tom Kim and Scottie Scheffler are basically in a duel to try to who's going to win the tournament. It goes to a playoff, but before that, they get to the 18th green in Connecticut, and play is halted because there's protesters that somehow made their way onto the course. They had smoke bombs.
Six
smoke bombs. Red, you know, the different red, white, and blue, right?
Six protesters.
Well, they had smoke bombs.
Were they throwing the smoke bombs or the smoke
on the,
bombs?
Yeah, they got on the green. There
spraying
was
smoke and powder. Spraying smoke and powder.
Imagine your chef, they're like, what is it, 172 out? I'll say, whoa, what's going on up there?
I see a little smoke.
I see some smoke bombs going off.
Yeah.
You guys see the same thing up there?
This is now what Akshay
Bhatia.
He said, I was scared for my life. I didn't even really know what was happening.
It would be odd.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, six dudes with, I mean, I'd probably laugh. What are you doing with smoke balls? So they're protesters.
Trying to light
them. Climate protesters, by the way. That's what they are.
They were climate
protesters.
Climate protesters of all things. Delayed the champ. They delayed this tournament for a little bit.
As it came down to the line, again, Scotty and Tom are waiting to hit their shots, and they have to wait because the protesters are getting tackled on the green. As they were planning to get tackled, they wanted to get tackled, basically, and arrested and taken off the course. But This is the pivotal moment of the championship of the tournament, and they're stopping play to go protest on the green.
But they chose the tournament in Connecticut,
right?
Mm-hmm. Not the Masters, not the U.S. Open. They chose to go. So that's interesting. Very interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so some of the protestors wore white T-shirts that read "No golf on a dead planet" in black lettering.
Climate protesters.
No golf on a dead planet. So there you go. This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Weird times in the world continue to exist.
There was a, yes. This stuff crops up in odd places. It cropped up at a Nebraska football camp, Bill. It very interesting. Nobody said much about it, but
like this year?
Yeah.
There was
a young lady that was sitting outside of one of the entrances, just sitting there cross-legged looking up. And that was it. I mean, I think they removed her eventually. I just walked by and it was odd. It created somewhat of a commotion, not a huge commotion. But she was sitting cross-legged looking up. She was protesting something. I'm not sure what she was protesting.
There was no sign or anything. No.
She was just sitting there. And there was a lot of traffic. You know, people had to walk around her.
Did Keith Mann have to get involved?
Keith Mann was not involved in this one. It was rules support staff, and they handled it well. You know, it just was kind of like we're not going to talk about it. It just happened. It was that sort of thing. So there you go.
Some good response in terms of the why they did this. The protesters, someone's like, okay, climate protesters polluting the air with smoke balls makes no sense at all. You're polluting the air.
Good smoke balls cause a problem? If they do, I've been in
the air.
Quite a problem.
Per Corey and Lincoln, apparently climate protesters also defaced Stonehenge a couple days ago.
Really? Corey
says that they defaced Stonehenge.
Defaced?
My question to you is, they deface Stonehenge and they throw smoke bombs at the golf thing. Is there a dramatic change? We're all sitting going like, hang on a second here. What are they talking about?
Let's listen up.
Let me listen
to what they're saying.
Hang on. I'm going to the internet here. What's this climate change thing? I've never even heard of this. I think I'm pretty aware of this.
Yeah.
And then I agree that with the climate change, there's some things, you know, to do to be much better. I agree with that. I just don't know if that's the part that's going to get me to flip over and be like going, hang on, you know what?
Well.
Yeah,
they would say you're talking about it on your radio show. That's
true.
What they'd say.
Agreed.
It's interesting. What else are you hearing from the text line? Anything?
Yeah, there's a lot of political stuff, as you might assume.
Political stuff
on the text line.
Are we getting hammered?
We're not. The protesters are getting hammered. Not us. We're not getting hammered. The protesters are getting hammered.
Well, usually occurs from both sides.
It does. But
that's why I'm walking
fine line.
Walking on eggshells right now.
I hate to enter the game show on a sad note. We got to mention this before we get out of the show. Learned this weekend that Mike Riley's wife, former head coach of Nebraska, D. Riley, passed away.
I saw that late
70,
last night.
Age 70, passed away this weekend.
That hurts.
It's unfortunate.
Very, very unfortunate.
They were married 43 years?
43 years, that's right.
Yeah. Did you get a chance? Did you know her at all, Steve?
Yes, I did. She was a sweet woman. I mean, I didn't know her super well, but I knew her well enough. And she was a sweetheart. I mean, just a very gentle woman. It's hard. I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, RIP to D. Riley and Mike Riley's wife, age 70.
All right, let's play the game show.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now, 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Your record is still very strong.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
The 94-80, still 14 games above 500.
Do we reset when we say August 1?
I think August 1.
We can go with August 1.
Let's go with August
1. Right after Big Ten Media Days?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right.
August 1st.
When do you guys leave for those?
Monday, July 22nd,
I
believe.
Packed up in the van.
I'm taking the van. Sip's flying out there.
I
think we're flying.
Yes. You've had some issues flying out there before.
I think the van's incredible. Who will be in the van with you?
I think me and Nick, possibly.
Really?
It's a big swim.
Swim?
Yeah.
Swim.
Swim in the van with me.
What about for Sean?
He might be in the van also.
Oh, boy. And
that's it. No. Okay.
Barley?
I think he might be flying.
Okay. Jay Foreman's. Jay.
Flying.
Flying.
Flying to India.
Will you pick me up at the hotel with coffee?
I will do my best to do that. Yes. I'll make that intention. Today's topic in the game show is Nebraska landmarks. So I was at the Pulley Museum in Crofton thinking, about what about honoring this great state with different things in it? Where are they at? Jake.
Why are you?
Why do you do this to it? He's trying to get this back to 500.
No, I'm not.
He's trying.
There's a chance you guys will do well
why
today.
Why don't you think you'll do well on this?
Hmm?
Why don't you think you'll do well?
No chance.
Why?
No chance. Believe in yourself, Bill.
No, I don't even know him.
Well, we'll see how this goes. 4-6-4. They're written five, in front of me. Six, eight,
I think that's
five.
In Kansas.
Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call to take down Sip and Bill in trivia. They don't feel very confident today. At least Bill does not feel confident. Sip, how do you feel about Nebraska landmarks?
Just so-so.
So better than Bill, then. He feels
maybe a notch better.
I don't think I can get any of them.
Not with that kind of attitude. Come on, Jalen Gramstad. Let's have a winner's mentality.
Okay.
All right. You played
I'm not very smart.
You played for Wesleyan.
Did. All right, we got Alex on the line. Alex, how do you feel about Nebraska landmarks today?
Not great.
Okay, well,
nice.
No
I
one
also
feels,
played for Nebraska Wesleyan, too.
You did? What years?
Hell yeah. 2012, 2013.
Okay, so you were a Prairie Wolf then.
Yeah, I was.
Sorry to hear that.
You sound like a lineman. Were you a lineman?
Yeah.
I was the only All-American baseball player to play for him.
Oh,
what, baseball.
What position did you play in football?
I didn't play football.
He played baseball.
I played baseball.
For some reason, I thought football, too. I thought that for a second.
You were an All-American baseball player, catcher?
Yeah, NAIA, though.
Yeah, that counts.
That still counts. Are you in the Hall of Fame?
Not yet.
So you're all American, not in the Hall of Fame. This stands. This makes sense right now.
Not yet.
I love that response. That you're not in the Hall of Fame because Eric Getzfred's not in the Hall of Fame either. So obviously it's not a big deal.
That's Nebraska
Wesleyan not getting people in the Hall of Fame. Bella will be in right
Bella
away.
Bella has to be in the Hall of Fame.
She should be in right now.
I want Bella. You don't have to tell me that, Bill. I already know.
He's aware of this.
Aware of this. Wow. All American.
All right, Wesleyan. Step it up, Wesleyan. Come on, Hall of Fame. All right. First question goes to you, Alex. Here we go. What Nebraska town is Pioneer Village located in?
Pioneer Village.
I got it too.
Is that Nebraska City?
Take the layup.
The Pioneer Village of the Prairie Pioneers.
Yes.
Minden.
Yes.
See, you both had that.
I knew that one.
For one. Minden is correct. Home of the Whippets.
Whip it. Whip it good.
I've visited there with my grandma and grandpa.
I've been there before. Years ago.
Lisa Jurgensmeyer used to work there.
No, Lisa.
She's from Minden. She went to Wesleyan also.
So blonde?
Really good student. Really good student.
1-0 lead for Sip and Bill. And Bill's still in play. Sip, first question. What Nebraska town is Carhenge in? We talked about Stonehenge.
Oh, I should know that one. That one shouldn't be that hard. Either.
Don't know it.
Shouldn't be hard.
Carhenge. You don't know it.
I can't put a guess. Like, if you use me, it'd be dumb.
Yeah, I'm not. It'd be stupid.
Yeah.
Carhenge.
Yeah. Don't use Bill. You got to go for a guess here, though.
Okay, I will. It's out west.
You know it's not Minden. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Go for it.
5 seconds.
Hold on. Carhenge.
4.
Shadron.
I like the guess.
Not bad. It is not Shadron. Do you want that one, Alex, or not? Alex, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want the question or not?
Sorry to wake you, Alex.
Yeah, sorry. Alliance. That's easy peasy.
Brilliant.
Alliance is correct. Out by a shadow. Nearby. Close by. So not a bad guess. Back to Alex for the lead. Last question, Alex. One tie. What Nebraska town is the J. Sterling Morton House located at?
Interesting. Can you say that again?
J. Sterling Morton House. What Nebraska town is that in?
Five.
That's Nebraska City.
Very good. Got right the second time. Second time, guy.
All right, we got some heat on us.
All right, Bills in play. Last question.
We got some heat on us. Yes. Can lock in. Let's lock in.
What Nebraska town is the Homestead National Monument located in?
Oh, good God. The Homestead.
You can work. Use Bill here.
The Homestead National Monument. Oh. Damn it. God, we should know stuff like this.
You can confer with Bill here.
Yeah, we're conferring.
5 seconds here.
Conferring with just dumb looks on our face.
Five.
I mean, what would you guess? Four. Just write it down. Right.
Four and a half. Three and a half. Three.
Oh, two. Okay.
I don't know.
I like that, actually. Hastings. It's okay.
Beatrice is the home of the Homestead Beatrice. National Monument. So,
the worst.
Okay, well, Alex, congrats. We got your bagels.
Good job, Alex.
And
good
calling job. Down the road.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
There he goes.
He's gone. Shut up, Sipple.
Yeah, that's good.
That was a good one. That's a good one. Alex is a winner today.
If someone asks you if you're in the Hall of Fame, always say not yet.
Yes, not yet.
Duly noted.
That's a great
confident answer.
Not yet.
All right, Bill, to you, tiebreaker here. What is the population of Alliance, Nebraska?
That's a tough one.
Alliance.
2,904.
Sip over under bet. 2,904.
For Alliance, over.
8,037. That's kind of surprising for Alliance. Decent-sized town. Decent-sized Class B town.
They got an RB.
They're Class B. That's why I thought, there's
some small Class B towns. That would make sense to choose that.
Yes.
But Shadron is like 3,000, but they're also like C1 for some reason. I don't understand that.
Good game today. I like that one, Jake.
Well,
Alex
wins today and always tomorrow.
Yeah, 0-1 to start the week. I never like that.
We're up against it. We're in a pickle.
You'll survive.
Watching hockey tonight.
Hockey.
CWS game, the final game, and hockey. It's actually a good sports night in late June. How about that? We'll take that.
Yep.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.